Hey, it is March 21st, 2024. This is our fourth Shack meeting of the year. And we are starting this at 5:37. So far, we've had the Menu Advisory Council provide smoothies and burritos that we are taste testing. Next, we are going to move on to the wellness plan. And we have Ashley Clark presenting.
Okay. So every year we have to review our wellness plan that is attached to our wellness policy, and the Shack committee is supposed to come and just see if there's anything we need to update, and then Brittany and I will present to the school board any updates. I looked at this and I feel like we are pretty on track, but I wanted y'all to get a chance to look at our goals and see if anything needed to be updated. So the first goal, it's talking about promoting healthy nutrition messages in the cafeteria, in our classrooms, and other settings. And I feel like we are doing that. But I want to give y'all time to, like, kind of look at it. So I feel like we have done that. We have our after school program, we are CEP, which means that we feed everyone for free. And then we also operate in the summer food service program, which will start in June. So again, I feel like we are meeting all those benchmarks. Okay, so this is something.
This is you.
Yeah, we will. I'll leave that there, and I will make sure that is a goal of ours that we are. Well, we do. That's not true. We are doing this. We'll do a harvest of the month. Like, they'll pick, Texas picks, like, just different fruits and vegetables that are grown in Texas, and I promote that through our cafeteria with little posters, so we are doing it. All right, next objective. Okay, so I know we always talk about this, but this is also talking about smart snacks, and then also how, I know y'all, if y'all don't know, like, if, say, BAM wants to sell chocolates during the school day, they technically cannot unless it's one of their fundraiser days, and I give each campus 6 of those days. So if it's outside of those 6, they cannot sell it because it has to be healthy food that is consumed. But if Ms. Johnson in her classroom wants to do a pizza party and they don't have to pay for it, that is a lot. But anything that is being bought within the school day has to be a smart snack.
A smart snack just means healthy.
Right, it has to be healthy because you cannot compete with child nutrition. So with their, basically with TDA's laws, you can't compete with what we're serving. But again, if it's free, like we're having a pizza party, you don't have to pay for it, it's all good. But if they do have to buy stuff, it has to be a part of those 6 fundraiser days that the principals pick. That's district-wide. Nutrition education, I feel like we do that. We have PE and...
Yeah, and I asked, and they are doing, like, poster boards and stuff in PE for, like, sugar drinks and everything like that.
Cool. So I feel, again,
still doing that.
When I went over this, I feel like we're meeting that. You can go to the next one.
Okay.
That's me, yes, we always make sure. We just got audited this school year, so we have our professional standards, which is just our training, that we have to make sure we have enough hours. Sorry, it was one more, Brit.
You're
that's
good?
Me,
okay.
It is. Thanks.
You don't need to?
Yeah, that's for district.
Okay. Fitness gram, I know they're doing that still.
Okay, we still do that, and we still do field days. Okay. This is what? K Cowtown, is that still a thing?
Did we do Cowtown this year? Okay, cool. So we're still doing that. And then it said biannual Shack Health events. I know we have the super large one, but we've also done like the employee shot clinic. We've done the shot clinics for the students, and then we had the mobile imaging for staff. So I feel like we've kind of exceeded the expectations on our biannual Shack events.
Okay,
next one is about lunch for the students and the time. Let's see here. Annually, district administration will build master schedules for the due, at least 10 minutes for breakfast and 20 minutes for lunch from the time the student is seated. I feel like they are doing that.
Yeah. What's next?
Scheduling.
Yes, that happens.
Okay.
That's it. Was there anything? Okay, also we can it was about the HACCP. So we just make sure that our food is going to be cooked, the temperatures, that we have our own training, and we follow local and state regulations. Is there anything that y'all may see in schools? I know some districts put no outside food. So like high schoolers who love to order DoorDash or anything. We don't allow it?
No, we get a lot of students who order it.
Okay. So I feel like that's been something that's been in wellness policies.
Do we need to add that? What would you put?
Okay, so I feel like we would definitely have to
like approval for just saying it that it's okay.
So we would need to get principals involved, Dr. Neshbook, seeing all of them. We need to be in agreement. But talking to other child nutrition and other Shack groups, they're like, yeah, we don't allow that at all. Like, you can't have no DoorDash or nothing. Like, either you eat with the school or you pack lunch.
But would that take away like all the parents that come in and bring their kids food?
They shut that down too.
Oh.
Like, it's trying to avoid mom and dad just coming up there bringing McDonald's or Wingstop or whatever. Yeah. So, but that's amongst us. So if that's something that we want to maybe tackle next year or bring it to the table.
I don't know. I feel like the parents would be unhappy about that.
Yeah. Because we have parents that come every day.
I've seen, especially at Collins, like, it's always parents rotating, coming in.
What's the purpose of it? Because they're not providing a healthy lunch, or because of food allergies, or
they don't like the food.
We have an amazing cafeteria.
It could be a mixture of that, but too, I think they're just trying to eliminate, like, that's, you're at school. Like, it was your birthday or whatever, I get that, but, like, every day your mom is bringing you fast food,
okay.
It's a little interesting.
Do you guys want to kind of table that till next check, next year, or?
Maybe we start with that, because I think that's something we should.
I'd like address. At least look at and see. Yeah. Okay. All right.
I know that in some, another district, they were talking about red dye, too. How you have some parents who were like totally against red dye, so they were trying to promote that, let's step away from that, so like, Cheetos and stuff like that. So those are things that can be brought up. Trying to see. Those are the two biggest trends that are right now. So outside food and red dye. I'm trying to have more of a clean, like healthier snacks that are not full of junk. But yeah, that's all I have.
Okay. All right. Then we are going to adjourn at 5:45.
If you want to